How to Create a Glitch Monologues Season 20 Chapter 2. This is Season 20 of How to Create a Glitch in the Matrix Monologues Episode 2. In this episode, we will be talking about how dissonant consensualities generate tribalism which is resolved through the imposition of a non-consensual reality. Now, there are two ways that this tribalism can be resolved: first, within the confines of a state with a monopoly on force, or second, outside the confines of a state. Dissonant consensualities by and large are the result of the failure of expectation matching between two people. There are many reasons why they might not expectation match, but the most crucial of these reasons arises out of divided loyalty. When a person preferentially matches the expectations of one person instead of another, this produces a dissonant consensuality as between the pairing and the third. Now, the system abhors a vacuum and consonant consensualities created by a common antipathy form in the shadow of this dissonant consensuality. This produces the formation of a chain, or the reformation of each faction's archetypal constellation. According to this chain, since our archetypal constellation generates a common consensuality, the forging of this chain is a process which ultimately leads factions becoming akin to tribes, joined not by ancestry but by a common other. Now, in the context of the state, the formation of these factions ultimately leads to social entropy, which is funneled into the judicial system through conflicts arising out of marriage, contract, or other legal foundation. The representatives of those factions, for example, will often be intertwined with the factions themselves either prior to the association or afterwards. Thus, when parties within a state meet on opposite sides of a judge, they are thoroughly embroiled within the dissonant consensualities of their factions. The result of such dissonant consensuality is either a) the formation of a new contractual foundation for a common consensuality, or b) the imposition of a non-consensual reality through the power of the state's monopoly on force and or control of the social contract. Outside a state, tribalism more often leads to the imposition of a non-consensual reality, which reflects one of the two dissonant consensualities, through force and violence. Thus, tribalism is as much a consequence of our archetypal constellation as not. Now, preferential expectation matching is a consequence of the exclusivity of relationship, created by attachment, manifesting as possession, or physical acts of possession. It is also the consequence of contractual obligation, within the context of a social contract. It is a principle of social contracts that often there is an opportunity cost to meeting another's expectation. When that opportunity cost is the inability to form a similar contract with another, it generates this preferential expectation matching which generates down the road a form of tribalism. Thus, tribalism is a natural extension of dissonant consensualities, which the state must rein in through the judicial system to limit social entropy and ameliorate the impact of opportunity costs in social contracts. Now, there is a solution to this, of course, which arises out of the elimination of attachment, manifesting as non-preferential expectation matching, but the absence of attachment is contraindicated by acts of possession or grasping further to romantic relationships. Non-exclusive romantic relationships are ideally suited to undermining preferential expectation matching, but cannot fully ameliorate the inevitable formation of in-groups and out-groups further to institutional and social organization. Ultimately, preferential expectation matching is the product of hierarchy, institutional orders, and exclusive romantic relationships. All these generate opportunity cost, othering and tribalism as a matter of course. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment and subscribe.